the arrest of the NPP Member of Parliament, Honorable Kennedy Ejiofor, has nothing political about it. Indeed, the Honorable Member of Parliament, who also owns a radio and a television station, had gone on his radio station to declare, to, in his own words, declare a war starting from today. And clearly it is against the laws of the Republic of Ghana. As he cannot declare a war, he has declared a war. He has called for the extermination, or is it the lynching, of all Ghanas and Evers in the Ashanti region. So the laws of Ghana frown on that, and what we have done as a government is to activate the laws against any such pronouncement and declaration of war.
So what happens to him? Because I understand he is still under detention and that the police are still investigating the case. What is the situation?
Well, you would understand that we live in a society which is guided by the rule of law. In the wake of the Member of Parliament pronouncement, Honorable Kennedy Ejiofor's pronouncement, and indeed this is not the first time, not too long ago, when his political party and his flag bearer outdoored their parliamentary candidate for the Greater Accra region, again at that forum he had urged supporters of the opposition political party to linked policemen in the upcoming elections. That matter itself was not condemned by the NPP's flag bearer, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. In this latest pronouncement, where he says that he has declared a war from today, the police have called him in for questioning. So it's a matter that is under investigation. It's a very fluid situation. The police are looking at it. And that's why he's been called in.
Some are saying that this is a matter of the ruling party, or for that matter, the government, to show the Honorable Minister, who is an avowed critic of the administration, where proverbially power lies. What is your take on that?
No, that's not what we are doing at all. Indeed, his pronouncement is contrary to the laws of the Republic of Ghana. It is not about showing him where power lies. It is about going through the process. All of us as politicians also ought to be accountable to our people, be responsible for our pronouncements in line with the laws of the Republic of Ghana. I think that what is happening is that it's only the laws which have been activated. The Honorable Member of Parliament, Kennedy Ejiofor, has been called in by the police to speak to that declaration, illegal declaration of war, because this is a matter that is frowned upon by our constitution. It is a matter that our laws frown upon, and he's only being investigated at this point. I do believe that at the appropriate time, charges may be leveled against him and he will have his day in court.
What will be your government message to Ghanaians, especially in view of this declaration of war, which you described as seriously unconstitutional?
Well, the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency Professor John Evans Atta-Mills, will not shirk his responsibility to protect the good people of Ghana. He has said time and again that he is committed to ensuring that we run a peaceful, open, transparent, and credible election. This has been the clarion call of Professor John Evans Atta-Mills, even at the UN General Assembly when he took the opportunity to address the General Assembly. The President is a man of peace, and the good people of Ghana describe him as a king, as a man of peace. And this is something that he's committed to. So the necessary investments will be made in our security services, and that's also something he continues to do and will ensure. Indeed, the President has said one thing and one thing throughout all his call about peaceful elections, that he will ensure that we do not shed blood just because of elections. So President Mills is mindful of the fact that he has a duty to protect not only the Republic of Ghana, but also its people and businesses, as well as property within the territorial jurisdiction of the Republic of Ghana.